Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Thank you for listening. You know, I get to meet a lot of interesting people, and often they will have deep insights to share with my listeners. Last week, the General Assembly of the Church of God of Prophecy was held right in my hometown, and I had the privilege of attending and also visiting with the presiding bishop, Sam Clemens. As I got to know him and talked about his denomination, his ministry, I found out that he and his family have actually gone through some very deep pain, and the Lord really brought him through that, and I asked if he would share that with my listeners. So stay tuned to hear a little bit about the life and ministry of Bishop Sam Clemens of the Church of God of Prophecy and how he survived unimaginable pain as a parent who loses a child.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products, and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back, and welcome to Bishop Sam Clemens, the presiding bishop of the Church of God of Prophecy in Cleveland, Tennessee. Bishop, you're well-known in your denomination. You've served now for 2 years, but a lot of my readers don't know much about you. So in the old days of Pentecost, we used to say giving your testimony. So what is the short version of your life and ministry that's led you to the point of leading this great denomination?
Well, I'll have to say it's been an amazing journey, a journey that could have only been orchestrated by God. It's not anything special about myself. I come from a very humble beginning. I was raised in Middle Tennessee and grew up on a small farm. My dad was a sharecropper. I was called into ministry at an early age. We received my first pastorate in 1963 in a small church in West Tennessee. And our church grew rapidly, and of course, in those days, it was expected that every few years you would change and move on. So I was at my first church for 5 years, and then we thought it was time to go and do another work somewhere else. So I moved quite often in my early years. In 1975, I went through somewhat of a crisis in my ministry. And I was pastoring a church in Michigan. And it was a great church, wonderful people, but I felt like that I wasn't in God's will. I wasn't in the place I should be. And I went to my back bedroom to actually pick up a phone and resign. But instead, I could not pick the phone up. I fell on my knees, and there was no words, but only groanings in the Spirit. That's the times we depend on the Holy Spirit to pray for us, because we don't even know what to pray for. But in that time, I made a commitment to the Lord that I would not get involved anymore in trying to initiate a move or a change. I committed to the Lord that wherever you put me, that's where I want to be, and I will not ask to go or stay anywhere anymore. And from that day till this, we have been moved a number of times, but it was not at my request or my initiating the process. It was just where the Lord had strategically placed us in churches that were beyond our ability to pastor, but God helped us through. 1982, I was asked to pastor what we call our flagship church in Cleveland, Tennessee, the international offices, which was, to me, one of the greatest challenges that I ever faced going in and having to preach to 40 or 50 bishops every Sunday, knowing that they were critiquing my sermons. But God helped us, and what became my greatest fear or anxiety turned out to be the greatest blessing, because the people that I felt intimidated by at a time became my strongest support. And so God has blessed us, placed us in areas we never dreamed that we would minister. 91, I was appointed as an overseer in Arkansas. And in 93, Arkansas and Oklahoma was merged together, and I became the overseer of what is now Mid-America region. And in 98, I was asked to go to North Carolina as overseer. I served 2 years there. And at the General Assembly in 2000, our general overseer was changed. And Bishop Fred Fisher, who was the North American General Presbyter, became our General Overseer. And in that assembly, I was selected to be the General Presbyter for North America. I served in that position from the year 2000 till 2014, which was our last international assembly where I was selected to be the General Overseer of this church. That was quite surprising to us, because our names was not in the mix for the selection process. But in the end, the Spirit, I feel, directed what happened, or I couldn't serve where I'm serving if I didn't believe that God had intervened and approved us to be in this position. So that's pretty much my journey. I pastored a number of churches in three different states, and then I was overseer in three different states, and then I moved to Cleveland. I've been there since 2000.
Well, that's an amazing story, and to someone hearing it for the first time, they may think you've just had nothing but a wonderful life, yet I know that you've had real tragedy in your life, and I want to ask you about your son who died in his prime of life, and I can only imagine what that's like to go through. But what would you have to say to someone who's also going through a dark night of the soul based on what you learned yourself when you went through that tremendous loss?
Well, we were certainly taken by surprise, and it was the most difficult time in our life that we had faced. My middle son, he was 40 years old, pastoring a progressive church that was growing, and he left us suddenly to go to heaven. And it changed our life. It changed our family. I'd stood on the other side of that picture many times as a pastor and tried to have sympathy with a family and feel what they were feeling, but there's no way. Until you have experienced that, and I pray that no one ever has to do that, but until you have experienced it, there's no way that you can understand what a family goes through. And had it not been for our strong roots in Jesus and our faith in Christ, I don't know how people could go on without that. But God has strengthened us. He has kept us through that journey that was 5 years ago this past March. And people say it gets easier. I don't know that it does. There's never a day that goes by that something doesn't trigger a memory. I go in a lot of days from the office. My wife has been crying because she had looked at a picture or something that has reminded her. And it's been a tremendous challenge. His wife, our daughter-in-law, is now working as an executive assistant in my office, which has given us an opportunity to be with our grandchildren and to be a part of their lives. But it certainly has been a journey of tears, and only God could strengthen us and give us the faith to continue.
Well, you're certainly right in saying that unless you've lived through that, you can't really imagine. But undoubtedly, someone's listening that is going through something similar or maybe something equally painful. What advice do you have for that person trying to deal with their own pain?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer, but my advice would be to hold to God's unchanging hand. Keep the faith and realize that it's not the end, that we're going to meet again, and that there will be a glad reunion day. I even dream about that in dreams, and I cherish those dreams when I can dream that I'm with him again and we are able to reunite. But I would just say, keep your faith in God, trust in him, pray, and God's grace is always sufficient for our needs.
I know you were moved as I was by that story. I hope it helps someone and helps the readers of my Strang Report newsletter, in which I'm going to share this. I recorded a second interview with Bishop Clemens in which he talks some about his denomination and will it ever merge with the Church of God. You'll not want to miss that one too.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.